Welcome to Dutch Bros Podcast. Brent Boersma here, chilling on the red couch. We're going through the how-to series, talking about all kinds of crazy things. We discuss all variety. But today actually is a really good one for all of us, especially here in the studios. And what we're talking about today is how to really organize your time or organize your life, because it's moving. Time's moving and life is happening. We got our very own Maria Kilborn in the house today. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Maria? Good?
I'm great.
Yeah? How's your time going?
Slipping through my hands.
Oh, my gosh. That's wisdom. true story. We've been sitting on the couch for about an hour already, waiting for everything to get dialed in. Curly Sue decided he's like going to just take the day off, eat bonbons, and catch up on his soaps. So he left us in the cold here trying to figure out how to operate everything. Luckily, we got Marcus Barriota in the house today. Woo-hoo. He's making sure that we sound super good on these microphones.
Lucky us.
But it kind of trickles into this time. Time is moving along very fast. And, you know, we actually – now, Maria, what exactly – you work out here at Dutch Bros headquarters. What do you do exactly?
Well – depends on what day it is.
No doubt. Huh? What did you get hired? I mean, how long have you been working for us now?
About 7 months.
7 months in. And what did you – you got brought in initially for – to do what exactly?
To put in copy and to be a project on the project management team, to see that all of our brand was put in from our franchisee's request.
How did that come about? I remember you coming out here – just as, who are you homies with? Christine?
Yeah.
You and Christine are just like homies. So you come out here and just hang out.
I came out to Sisterhood.
Ah, okay. So for those of you that don't know, we do like a Brotherhood, Sisterhood. Weekly we get together where all the guys get together and we usually just talk about like football and like, I don't know, weird stuff. The girls actually get together and actually do things.
We're very productive.
You guys are. Sisterhood is like on it.
We have project managers.
Yeah, I know. That's what the problem. It's the problem. No, so Christine just said, hey, cruise on out for Sisterhood. And
yeah, I mean, we were walking one day and she was telling me about it. And I said, gosh, that sounds amazing. And she's like, you can come and check it out.
Yeah.
And I totally took advantage of the situation and scheduled every Thursday to be here. And
so you just started coming out to Sisterhood every week?
I did, every week. And it was something that I looked forward to, and I didn't hardly miss one unless I was out of the state. And
yeah.
I, in the process, fell in love with the culture.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty fun out here. We have a good time.
Yeah.
And so now you've been doing it for like 7 months, but on top of that, you're also a mom,
yeah,
right?
Mother of three.
Mother of three. How old are your kiddos?
14, 12, and just turned 9 yesterday.
Yesterday, happy birthday. What did you do before Dutch Bros?
Well, my husband is a builder, and I've been with him my whole life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, met him when I was 5.
Oh, what? For real?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Met him in kindergarten, fell in love.
Wow. In kindergarten?
Yeah.
You, friend.
You are toast. I know what I want, and I'm going to get it.
The American dream.
So, anyways, his father and his grandfather were in the construction business.
Yeah.
They have license number 98 in the state of Oregon for building.
I'm imagining that's crazy.
Yes. I think we're in 6 or so digits of
holy moly
contractor licenses. His father was from Sacramento area.
Okay.
And then they moved up here, I think, in the late 60s.
Cool.
And
hippies.
Yeah. Came up and started building homes and turning some of those into rental properties.
Yeah.
And that's what we have done, is just a lot of building and construction and owning properties.
So you manage those rental properties and stuff, right?
Yes.
And so, and then now, okay, so this is, so I guess this is where they're diving in right now, is because you're working full time now at Dutch Bros.
Yes.
And you're a mom full time.
And a wife.
And a wife full time. And you're also running these, these rental homes that you guys have and stuff. So it's like, the question is, how do you manage all your time like this?
Well, I think you just have to look at into each perspective. I mean, everybody has 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And every bit of research that I've ever done is 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night is going to make you function at full capacity.
Yeah.
And so that's what I try to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting exercise in your own time and waking up in the morning with 2 feet on the ground is yeah. another great step in getting a good start to the day. So luckily I have my sister and my best friend that are on the property.
Yeah.
We kind of live on a compound.
Woo!
And so at 5:15 we go over and we work out in our little put together gym.
Oh, nice.
And start our day with exercise.
Yeah.
And that allows us to
not have to do it any other time.
We can't. Well, there's just every excuse in the book comes at uh-huh. other times of the day, and there's other needs to be met with our children.
Yeah.
And so that's our morning me time.
Yeah.
So we get up, we work out.
Yeah.
I get home in time to help make breakfasts or pack lunches
right.
and
get the kiddos up and running,
get them going, and just trying to tie dropping off kids to school is when I start work.
Are you planned out a week ahead of time or a month ahead of time for like how to juggle all these things? You know what I mean? Like,
I do all my meal planning a month ahead of time.
You do meal planning?
Yeah, I do meal planning.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I cook up all my meats, and I just did that for a group of us that wanted to because I want to eat healthy. We don't eat out.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-mm.
Dang, I love eating out. It's so good, though.
I don't. So
that's awesome.
So we cook, and
yeah.
That way meals can happen in about 15 minutes, but they're good. And,
yeah.
And then we just try to plan around, you know, life and
yeah.
making sure that if you have a plan, you're not just running to town to do a deposit. You're running to town to do a ton of things that are going to be productive. Mm. How many things can I get done while my daughter's in dance class that is involved in that area?
Right.
I mean, all my banking, all my bills, when I'm sitting in dance class, what can I do to be productive
mm-hmm.
and watch her over my shoulder yet be productive?
So, there's a thing that like, I've heard multiple different, but like multitasking is not real, you know, like you're really only giving so much attention to one thing, which I'm like, I can understand that. But I also can understand where it's like, dude, it's really easy for me to chew gum and walk. You know what I'm saying? Like there's multitask, I believe does happen. So, do you find that, to kind of help save time, that multitasking is a big part of kind of what you do?
Well, I think it's just understanding when you can fit other things into what you're doing. I mean, if you're going to a practice of your son or daughter's while you're at practice, do you need to have your eyes on them the entire time? Right. Or can you bring something that's going to be valuable, like a grocery list? Can you make a grocery list?
Yeah.
Can you meal plan for the next week? Or can you do something that's, you know, listening to a podcast that's going to improve an area for you for tomorrow? Or can you prepare something that's going to be of benefit to you in a couple of days?
Do you ever have scheduled time to not do anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's days where we can just relax.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah, but I'm not really good about, like, I don't want to sit down and, like, watch TV or...
Yeah. Unless it's Game of Thrones, you need to...
No.
You need, listen, this is going to add things to your life. This will...
I don't love watching TV, and so I love sitting on the couch with my family.
Yeah.
But what can I do while I'm sitting on the couch with my family? So if it's, you know... getting out photos and doing some scrapbooking online or, you know, listening to something that I want to do or something like that, but still being with the family.
Yeah.
However, it's not always productive because at dinner time, my husband has a rule that we don't have electronics or anything like that at the table.
Rule.
So every night, we just don't. I mean, it's not, and it's very productive in terms of communicating with our children and finding out how everybody's day was.
Right. How busy are you with the three kiddos? I mean, do they all have stuff going on?
Like, yeah, my youngest is doing
just that. Crazy stuff.
She has
trying to figure out what they like
and dance and music, and we have Mandarin and
Mandarin.
Yeah,
learning how to speak Mandarin.
Yeah, we all are.
You are?
Yeah,
the whole family.
Well, not my husband.
No, you're like, dude, it's secret language between
the kids.
And
it's not because we just want to pick up a language and like learn
it.
It's because my father-in-law, his girlfriend is from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And we want to learn about her culture and someday go there. And we love her. We call her GJ for Grandma Jessie.
Awesome.
Do you set goals? Do you have
Absolutely.
Those things?
Absolutely. We've always set goals. My husband and I are firm believers.
Do you do it with your kiddos too? And
yeah, I mean, we have what we want to do, what we want to see happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it that doing all that helps you to prioritize your time?
Absolutely.
The majority of our listeners are our baristas, right? Our broistas out there in the Dutch nation. So what would you say to them to like, what would be a good step of like, dude, I'm 20 years old. I have all the time in the world, but I waste all of it, you know?
I think it's just now is better time than ever to make a really good assessment of yourself.
Yeah.
Of what do I want to do? What makes me tick?
Yeah.
Not what am I good at? What makes me happy?
Yeah.
And then whatever that is, put some time into seeing if it's something that you can pursue.
Yeah.
But don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow's not given to us. Like, quit talking about it and start doing it.
If I just prepared my week better, I would be better in all these areas. Like, I would, like, my energy would go up. So I actually ordered online. I got these advanced planner day thing. I'm not good at day planning stuff. And I've started using my calendar a little more. It actually really has helped out a ton because I can see ahead of time. I can be ahead of it. You know, I can map out. And you're right. You know, I'm not promised tomorrow, but like I can at least plan on, well, when tomorrow does come, what do I want to do with it?
Absolutely. So, and I think a date book.
Yeah.
Is like one of the most important things that I have in my house.
Really?
I mean, it's been my sister-in-law presented me with a date book years ago and I kind of laughed because it was right out of high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. What is this?
And it absolutely looked like foreign to me.
Yeah.
But I started using it and how much more I could get done in one day because I had put a little bit of planning into it was right. Astronomical.
Yeah. What, well, now with all this, you're putting all this stuff together and stuff. How far ahead of time do you start planning stuff like a family vacation?
I've already planned mine for next year.
Really?
I already have the reservations.
Really? Like a year in advance?
Well, probably like 8 months.
Oh, geez.
Well, that's you awesome. Have to make sure you get the site you want.
Right.
If you're RVing.
Oh, that's your jam, RVing.
Absolutely.
Loving it. We've had this conversation before about my family and I. We went for the very first time ever in an RV this last. We rented one. We loved it. It was radical. But so when you have that all mapped out, like when you're preparing for all that stuff, like when do you start doing, going buying groceries for your meals or all that? I mean, are you already kind of getting that going?
No, I have that kind of part down to a science because we've done it for about 13 years.
Yeah.
And so I just have a spreadsheet of what I make on the road and what That's I awesome. Prepare ahead of time so that we don't eat out. Like literally I've done like 52 meals and 48 of them were in the motorhome. So,
wow.
I mean, we just...
Yeah.
It makes it very nice and convenient. And the funnest part about vacation planning for us is on our way home, when we're getting towards the end of our vacation, we start talking about our next one.
Yeah.
Because if there's one ahead of us in the books, it always gives us something to look forward to.
That's great.
And so looking forward to a vacation, you just want to work your butt off so that you work hard to play harder.
Yeah.
And it's just been awesome. Like the kids totally are in. We're, communicating about where we're going to go or what we want to see or where we want to hike or.
Is it, and are you noticing that it's changing as your kids are getting older too? That it's kind of like getting a little more adventurous or a little more.
Yeah, we wanted our kids to plan a trip. And so we gave them the map.
Yeah.
And we wanted them to plan ahead.
Yeah.
So they got to draw and highlight where they wanted to go.
That's awesome.
But it's planning ahead. It's putting it in their mind. It's giving them something fun to do with how to plan.
What now do you find, how often do you refine it your own? Because, I mean, you've kind of got these practices that you're doing, these routines that you're kind of getting into play. And so now... You know, as the seasons change, you probably, I mean, I imagine with different sports or different seasons in your kids' lives or different, you know, you adapt and change. How often do you refine your planning?
We're always refining it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always tweak it. That's the beauty of life.
Yeah.
I mean, if something sounds better or if it just doesn't fit in because of the weather, because somebody has a game or, you know, let's not do it. Let's just make it work with what we have.
Yeah.
And let's just tweak it a little bit.
Do you ever just want to just throw in a curveball and be like, guys, tonight we're going to Taco Bell?
No. I don't like fast food at all.
At all. Do you ever, wow, this is awesome. I didn't know any, I did not know this depth about you. That's pretty crazy. Super crazy organizer. Do you ever find yourself like coming in, you come into the studios and you're like, let me do this for you guys?
No, because I love to see everybody's creativity and how each person works here.
Yeah.
I'm always in awe of how this company works and this village puts everything together to make it just always a win.
Yeah, that's awesome. Out of repetition and out of really finding your groove, what works for you, you've kind of developed this rhythm. So now when it's time for a new layer to come in, you can see it. And it's like, where does this fit? How does this mold in?
It's all just like a puzzle. I mean, you just look at it and how can you be your best? Yeah. Or how can we get the most with what we're working with? Or, you know, how much time do we have? And then what can we do in that amount of time to be productive? And here, seeing like in the studio, everybody is so, you know, down to working and putting in so much time and doing an awesome job. It's just meeting deadlines and we don't have to make it any bigger than it is. It's just getting stuff done.
It's just getting things done, one little thing at a time.
Yeah.
What is that saying? Is, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One bite at a time, Mark. Sounds like Phil. Oh, geez. Let's not talk about it. I heard you freaking kicked him right in the ankle. Mark broke Phil's ankle. It's crazy. But you know what? He probably deserved it, dude. Sorry, Phil. We love you. We miss you.
The concrete.
Right. Well, you identify what it is that you kind of want, the things that give you joy, the things that you like and stuff. What's the next step?
I would make a list of what's important to you.
Yeah.
What is really important that you do not want to miss out on?
Totally.
And so if that's every day picking your daughter up from school or, you know, having breakfast with Amber or, you know, visiting your mom, or you put your most important and urgent priorities at the top of your list, schedule them in your date book and make sure that you do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, those are the important things really.
Right.
Family.
Yeah, no, I actually, you know, it's funny that you say it because I actually just, we went on this crazy, awesome adventure of a vacation. I mean, it was not by any means relaxing, but I took my family to Europe and it was awesome. I'm so thankful we did it. But so when I got back, I was over there and that's exactly what I was like, dude, what do I want to do? I mean, I've been setting goals since I was like 16. My dad had set me down and was like, so every year I always refine my goals and always doing all these things. And so I sat down and I was like, what are the things that I need work at? And one of them that I've been like just struggling with is that my dates with my girls. I'm like, dude, I need to just do it. I had a goal of doing it every month at each daughter once a month. I got three daughters and a wife. So I'm like, that's 4 weeks. There's four weeks pretty much every month. So there you go. And it's so easy for time to slip through your hands, like you said, you know, it does. And so I've been putting it off or something will come up. And so I'd never booked it and never prioritized it, you know? So what I did is there's like a little like panel on the left of each week, you know, of each thing in my little thing. So at the top, it was like, I have my priority list, like you've said, but at the top, it was like date with Taya this week, the next, and then I skipped to the next week, date with Presley next week, date with Violet. And I'm like, every other week, I've got to take my wife on. That's more important probably, but so I'm actually going tonight with Taya. I'm taking her on a date, but I have it all set up. And I was like telling Presley this morning, I'm like, hey, we're going on a date next week. And she's like, okay.
she's nervous.
She was super tired. It was just like, cool. I don't want to go to school today.
And sometimes, like, sometimes that scares people to, like, think about what, you know, it's like, it's a hard question.
Right.
But if you do it, it will be rewarding and you will see the difference that it can make in your life. And in, like, for relationships, I mean, we're all about relationships.
Right.
But how do you get a relationship with them if you don't give them time?
Totally.
So, you know, I think it's just putting priorities down.
Yeah. And Travis said something. We had a conversation the other day, and it was basically everything costs two things. It either costs money or time.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it's like, you know, and so what are you stealing from from yourself sometimes? You know, it's like, wow, dude, I'm wasting money on this, or wow, I'm wasting my time on this. And time, is way more valuable than money, you know, because we're not getting any of that back. You can figure out ways to make money, but you can't figure out ways to create more time. Unless you Sabbath, of course, we've been practicing in my family, which is awesome. It is in a similar vein, what you guys do at dinner, kind of, but we'll do a 24-hour span of time where we are no phones, no whatever, no digital, no technology. You know, we'll try to even not use electricity. You know, we try to get, I mean, it's hippity-dippity, but that's,
I love it.
But we've been doing it, and I swear that time slows down. You know, I swear that time, it like slows down, and it also like just feels like there's so much value in those hours.
Absolutely. You know?
And because it's easy to like waste time.
Yeah.
That's what sucks. That's my least favorite thing in my life is when I have a day that goes by that I'm like, should have done so much more, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It's crazy how it really does. But on the nights that you just stop and say, hey, kids, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Let's do a family game. Let's play a game of Yahtzee. Or, you know, let's play some Pinochle. And you look at the clock and an hour goes by.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
you're
filling.
You're talking to each other and you're doing stuff and it's not so separated by the world that's flying by with technology.
Right.
Or, you know, we go to California before, you know, to see family and we come back over the border and as we cross into Oregon, my husband and I, it's so funny because it's like almost happens naturally. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
The traffic slows down a little bit.
Right.
The smiles start coming on people's faces. And it's like, that is so important. It's so important to just slow down and enjoy the time that we are given. You stood out to me at leadership when you said you were talking about the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? I think people need to just stop and take 5 minutes to really think about what we're given.
Yeah.
Like our heart beats.
Right.
We get that.
Yeah.
We get that on our own. We get 24 hours in a day. What are we going to do with it?
Yeah.
How are we going to be better tomorrow than we were today?
So I know that's awesome. Yeah, because I think you need to. You need to take that time. Take the time. Do something with it. You know, put yourself in check. Identify where you're at and where you want to go, where you want to be, who you want to be. And then getting those priority and going, hey, this is important to me, these things.
Yeah, because the only person that's stopping yourself is you.
Totally. Yeah, the only person that wastes their time is themselves. You know what I mean? Like,
it is. It's just a concept. It's just a perception. And people constantly, you hear it all the time. I don't have enough time. I'm like, bull. You have,
what do you mean? We all have the same amount.
We all have the same amount. It's just do something that makes you happy with it.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of time, you need to go pick up your dog.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Awesome. Good idea. I do. I'm going to pick up Taya to go on our date.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Maria, let's just throw it out there. If you could give one solid bit of advice to the Dutch nation, what would you say?
Assess yourself. Take the time to assess what is going to make you tick in life, and then don't let anything or anyone stop you.
Bam. Awesome. Well, thank you, Maria, for taking the time to join us on the Red Couch today. And if you find yourself out there listening and going, what am I doing? Don't waste any more time. Go out, do it. Just do it, you guys. Nike, hashtag. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, you know, it's too easy to waste this precious gift of time that we have. So let's take advantage of it. All right, Dutch Nation, we love you, and we hope that you're having fantastic times out there. Woo.
Woo. Peace out.